Majed Abdelrahim, known as Chef Majed, cooks Syrian food in Washington, D.C. The smell of spices reminds him of the shawarma houses in Damascus, but he probably will never go back.
I left Syria in 2013, February. I left to Jordan because my father and my mother, he told me, please leave Syria because Syria is too much war and not safety.
Majed is one of 25 million refugees around the world. Another 70 million people have been forced from their homes because of persecution, rights abuses, conflict, and violence.
And the numbers that we're seeing in 2018 now are the highest we've ever seen.
Like the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who were forced to leave Burma and flee into neighboring Bangladesh.
They put petrol and then burn your house. So what you do? You have to save your life. You don't have nothing. Your house burned down and you don't have nothing. So what should you do? If the government's against you, where you want to go?
Many languish in camps with no idea when or if they can return home. In the Americas, another mass exodus in Venezuela, where the political and economic conditions are extremely dire. And in Central America, a dramatic increase in gang violence in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador has fueled migration northward. Refugee officials say older conflicts in Africa and South Asia continue to aggravate the problem.
There are still people fleeing violence and persecution in Afghanistan and getting anywhere they can get to find safe ground and a measure of protection and safety so that they can begin to rebuild their lives and to get their lives and their families' lives back on track. Afghanistan is one example of the situation. There is still a situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa where there are parts of that country that are afflicted by very serious violence.
Refugees in the top host countries, including Uganda, Pakistan, and Turkey, live in harsh conditions, and their status is tenuous. Very few countries offer resettlement. The UN Refugee Agency says the U.S. remains one of the world's largest resettlement countries. This refugee, who asked not to be identified, says he has no plans to return to his homeland.
I would be scared to go back to Yemen. For me, as a gay man, it's just not a place for me I want to be at. It is illegal to be gay in Yemen. The penalty for that is death, actually.
In December, the United Nations adopted the Global Compact on Refugees to strengthen the global response to the refugee problem.
Refugees are never asking just for handouts. They're asking for a hand up so they can rebuild their own lives.
That's exactly what Chef Majed has done in America.
In 2017, February, I moved to D.C. to work, and I live in Maryland with my family. My life now, my plan, I am here in America. I want work here in America, and I complete my life here in America. But I want to make good future for my family.
For VOA News, I'm Skylar Ogden.